Well, we have laid out the whole Chrismon service for you, and I'm going to try to present it in a way that that you'll love and to hear, and you can naturally follow along with the layout that Phil's given to us here on the Chrismon service. But at Christmas, not only does the star lead us to Bethlehem, but also to Nazareth, Galilee, Capernaum, Jerusalem, Calvary, and heaven. For as part of Jesus' birth, we also celebrate his life and ministry, his death and resurrection, and his ultimate victory over the powers of sin and death. Like the three kings, we present our gifts to Jesus and to one another. So today, we will present our offerings in the form of chrismons. Chrismon is a combination of two words, Christ and monogram. A chrismon is a symbol of Christ. Christian symbols date back to the early church, and they are found on the walls of the Roman catacombs, on jewelry, utensils, and excavations in the Palestine area and elsewhere. Early Christians used them to identify themselves to one another, to designate meeting places, and sometimes to show non-believers where they stood. These symbols of the early church served to transmit the faith and the belief of the followers of Jesus Christ. So the chrismons that we use today was first used in 1957 to decorate a Christmas tree in the Lutheran Church of the Ascension in Danville, Virginia. They were composed of white and gold materials, white symbolic of our Lord's purity and perfection, gold of his majesty and glory and triumph. The green of the tree is also symbolic of promised healing. The white lights on the tree point to Christ as the light of the world.